that after the Kohen Gadol got finished with the third set of Avodah, that was, the first set of Avodah was to take the Dam HaPar into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and make the Hazoyes Lamala and Lamata. Then he took the Dam HaSor, also did Lefnai Lefnim. Then he came outside, and by the instilling in the Heichel, he was facing towards the Proichus, like he was right in front of the Proichus, on the front part of the Heichel. And he made also the one Hazor upwards and seven downwards from the Dam HaPar, and the same thing he did for the Dam HaSoyer. Then he mixed up the bloods together, and now the Pasuk says, V'yotzeh mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. He has to walk now in back of the Mizbeach HaPnim, and now he makes the four zrikas on the four corners of the Mizbeach. So up until now, he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he didn't come too far down in the Hechel. He just stood like right in front of the Preches and made the Hazoas towards the Preches. When he finished that, then he had to walk backwards in back of the Mizbeach HaPnim, and now standing on the bottom side of the Mizbeach HaPnim, we'll soon see he made the four zrikas on the four sides. The Pasuk says, V'yotzeh l'mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem, zeh mizbeach hazor. That's the inside Mizbeach, that's the Mizbeach HaPnim, the golden Mizbeach. Hizchol machatar v'yorid. So he starts to make the zrikas on the four corners, and it says, Lashon of v'yorid. He makes the zrika downwards. So Rashi explains why downwards. Rashi, Hizchol machatar v'yorid. Mishum the sphere lela haitana. The Tana of our Mishnah holds, Hakofa beregel. That the Kohen Gadol had to walk around to all four sides of the Mizbeach HaPnim. Even though it was a very small Mizbeach, it was only 2 amas by 2 amas. And really, one man the Amis says he stood still and just stretched his hands out that reached all four corners. But the Tanakhama he holds no. The Kohen Gadol walked around to all four corners. Kiryama b'Gemara. Now, v'chol matana matana hoisa b'keren shalafonav. Each matana, each zrika that he put on top of the corner, he was standing right in front of the corner. V'samakla, he's very near it. V'tzorach litain milmala lamata. He has to put the dam in an upwards manner downwards. Why? In order that his shirt should not get dirty. We don't want, like, if his hands will stand like this, so he has to dip his finger into the blood. It will stand like this, the blood would drip down his finger and touch his shirt like. So we don't want his shirt to get dirty. That's why he had to do the zrika this way. Like we'll soon see. So, litain milmala lamat, he has to put upwards, downwards. This Mizbeach HaPnim was only 2 amas high. Let's say 4 feet high. Like some sheet is only like 3.5 feet high. V'efshel letzadeh rosh etzboi, so he can't put his hands lamata downwards. V'losei samatana bekeren, to put the makaren bekeren, milamata lamata, in order to go like this. He can't go like this. Why not? Like to do downwards then upwards. Because if you go like this, downwards and upwards, the dam will come down to a shirt. V'akorkok rosh etzboi sov lamala. The rosh etzboi will have to be upwards. If I go downwards and upwards, the dam would drip down through his shirt. Therefore, he has to do upwards, downwards. That's what the Mishnah says. He like puts the dam downwards. So when he's going downwards, he has to put the dam like this, downwards, he starts doing on the corners. Now, which corner does he start from? So Mishnah says, "Umehechon hu maskel." From which corner of the Mizbeach HaPnim does he start to put the Zrika on? So Mikeren Mizrach Svoinis. He goes to the bottom right side. Like the Mizbeach, before he was mamish near the Hechel, near the Proiches, near Marav side. So he has to walk all the way down the Mizbeach to come to the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, on the right side, Mizrach Tzvoinis. This right side, what? Here, right, here, right. That's the bottom right side, the Mizrach Tzvoinis, right, east, north side. Then he goes to Tzvoinis, he goes upwards there, in the right turn, to the north, Umar, west side. Then he goes to Marovis Droimis, the west south. Then he goes to Droimis Mizrachis, the southeast. Now, then that's the way he goes. This is according to the Tanakhama. He goes a right turn to the four corners. Mokim shumascho bechates ha-mizbech ha-chitzin. Heisiyen zof, in the Dreimus Mizrachis, that's the place that when you bring a regular chates on the outside Mizbeach, you start over there. On an outside, on the chates, korban chates has to have zrikis on all four corners of the Mizbeach. Now, a regular korban chates is brought on the outside Mizbeach ha-chitzin. Usually there, the first zrika there is on the Dreimus Mizrachis. Now here, on the Mizbeach HaPnim, the last zrika was done on the Dreimus Mizrachis. Now, Misham Hoye Goymer Amazbecha, Misham Hoye Goymer Amazbecha Pnim, Apnimi. Hey, that's the one where he ended off on Mazbecha Pnim. In other words, this Dreymis Mizrochis, that he's ending off here now in Mazbecha Pnim, on Yom Kippur, that's the same place on the outside Mizbech that he would start on a regular Korban Chatas. This is what our Tanakhama holds. Reb Lezer Weimer, no. Dim Koinoi Hoyoimi. The Koin Godol came down to the front of the Mizbech, and he stood at one corner. He stood there. Umachato, and he made his rik on all four corners. The akulam hoyenoise melmata lamala. He was able to stretch his hand out. The whole mizbech was 2x2 amis. It wasn't so big. He was able to stand on one corner and stretch his finger out to put the dam here, put the dam here, put the dam here, and then do the one right in front of him. He just stood still, Reb Lezer holds. His oimed dim koimoi. Hoyenoise melmata. Now, the akulam, the other three corners that was a little bit away from him, hoyenoise melmata lamala. He was able to stretch out his hand and go like this, so then the blood doesn't have to drip down his shirt. He could, like, once his hand is bent over, he could go downwards, upwards, easy, the dam doesn't fall on his hands. So the other three corners that he stretches out to, he was able to go downwards, upwards. Mashenkin chutz mizu, only the one corner that he was standing by, he was right near it, shoyis lefonav, that corner that he was standing by, shoyinoysim l'malo l'mater. There he had to go upwards, downwards, in order that the blood should not drip down his shirt. That's what Reb Lezer holds. So we'll see in the Gemara the Machlokes. So that was the one set of avodah that you have to do on the Mizbeach HaPrim. You have to put four zrikis on the four corners of the Mizbeach. Then the Pasuk really says, this is not the Pasuk, he's a al-tirosh ha-Mizbeach sheva pomim. That's the next, the Parsha says, the next avodah is on top of the Mizbeach HaPrim, you have to do seven hazois on the top of the Mizbeach. The Rashi says, he's a altiroi. Acha shegomar matonas akronis. After we finish putting on the four corners of the Mizbeach, maza olo sheva pomin. He has to make now seven hazoyas on the top of the Mizbeach. Kidichsiv, like the Pasuk says, for he's a olo min hadam. You have to spray the dam on top of the Mizbeach seven times. Now, even though before we had a machloikis, when exactly do you mix up the dam, the dam aparan, the dam rasoyer? Our Mishnais and hold that even the four zrikas on the four corners were also done with the two dams mixed together. We had before Rabbi Yashi said not like that. He held you didn't mix the dam. They're both done one after another. First you put the dam aparan in one corner, then the dam rasoyer in the corner. The same thing going around. But on this avoida of putting the seven hazoyas on top of the mizbeach, everybody's moida that the dams were mixed up together, and on the seven on top for sure was done together, one zrika seven times of the dama parma and dama soy mixed together. And then after this, he was finished with the avoidas of the dam. Now, shirei hadam, what does he do with any blood he has left over that the blood was mixed up already together? So what does he do with the leftover blood? He had to take this blood to the outside mizbech and pour it to the yisoid, the foundation on the marav side, on the west side. What about b'shal mizbech hachitzen? What about if you brought a korban on mizbech hachitzen, a regular korban brought outside? Where did you pour the leftover blood there? You didn't pour it on the same place where you poured the dam of the pnim. That was done on the marav side. But rather you did it on the south side, on Mizbech HaChitzon, but the foundation of the drum is the south side. That's where you pour the leftover blood from the Mizbech HaChitzon. The leftover blood from the Mizbech HaPnim was also poured on the outside Mizbech, but on the Marav side. Now, Elu v'Elu Misarvin, both these two bloods eventually fell to the floor and got mixed up together, Biyama, in the stream of water that was going through the Azara. Rashi's Elu v'Elu, Domem HaChitzonim, both bloods, Hanishpochim HaYisayid Mizbeach Oila, that was poured on the Yisayid, the foundation of the outside Mizbeach, HaYishayisim V'Noiflim in HaYisayid Al Ritzvam. The dams would fall from the Yisayid onto the floor, and then they would go, Misarvim B'yama, Silon Shebazor, like a pipe, like a line, a flow of water going through the Azorah. HaYoytzel Nachal Kidron. Now that flow of water went out to the Nachal Kidron, and that's where all the dirt or the blood here went out to the Nachal Kidron. The Yoytzel Nachal Kidron. It went out to a special Nachal Kidron. Now what do they do with the blood over there on Nachal Kidron? V'nim Korin Lagananin Lizevil Umaylum Behen. They used to sell it to Lagananin, to the farmers, and the farmers could use it, Lizevil, they could use it for use of fertilizing their fields. Umaylum Behen. There was Nisamila upon them. Umoylim b'hem means that midrabonin there's an issa mila. And Rashi says yesh ben issa lehonis b'loy damin. If you don't pay money and poider it to use the blood, even though it's nasa mitzvasin already, midrabonin though there's still an issa mila, you can't have any hanor from this blood. So these farmers that wanted to use it, they had to first pay money for it. They would be poider it, and after the poider it, then they were allowed to use it. The Gemara says like this: Tana Rabbanon. The pasuk says, "V'yotza el hamizbeach." The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to go past the hamizbeach. Like we said, up until now he was standing in front of the mizbeach, facing right in front of the proches and making the azors on the proches. When he finished that, then he had to walk in front, like in back, really in front of the mizbeach. What does the pasuk have to tell us this for? Like Pshita, he has to walk now in front of the mizbeach. So Amar Reb Nechemya, because we learned about other par, other karbonis that are brought inside the heichel. That's called the par that comes at the whole klai so did a chet b'shoigeg. So they have to bring a korban zebra called the par habuah kol mitzvus. That's also this called hazoyas you have to do connected the proches in the heichel. But there shekoyin oimed chutzlam is beich. Even though the kohen has to throw the dam towards the proches, he doesn't stand like the kohen gadol in front of the mizbeach, right next to the proches. There he has to stand mamish in all the way in back of the mizbeach, all the way here, and throw towards the proches. Is shoimed chutz le mizbeach umazal proches. He has to stand all the way in back of the mizbeach apnim and throw towards the proches. Bishor shumazer. So that's the halacha by regular parabah kol mitzvus. Yochel av zekein, maybe even on Yom Kippur also, after the kohen, when the kohen gadol does the hazois on the proches, he also has to be standing like in back of the mizbeach and throw it towards the proches. Talmud loyma, that the pasuk is not like that. Here it says talmud loyma v'yotzo el hamizbeach. After he did the hazois on the proches, now he has to go in back of the mizbeach. So heichen hoya, where was he at all now? In other words, when he did the hazois on the towards the proches, where was he? Lifnim in hamizbeach. Before he was in front of the mizbeach, right near the proches. That's the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. And after he finishes these hazors towards the proches, then he goes backwards in back of the mizbeach. Tan yidduch, we want also the same thing in another bright like this. The pasuk says lefnei Hashem, the mizbeach apim is in front of Hashem. Is matam loim? What does it teach us? Omer Rav Nechemya, lefisha metzino bepar v'soyesh yom hakipurim. Because we know the halacha that on Yom Kippur, shekoyein oimed lefnim min hamizbeach umaz al proches v'shor shumazeh. Because we know the law is the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he mazah sprays the dam of the dam of par and the dam of the soyer connected in front of the preches, where does he stand? He stands in front of the mizbeach, right near the preches. That's where he stands. So Yochel I would think av zekein not on Yom Kippur, when a regular Kohen brings a regular par that the whole klai so did a chet b'shoigeg, so they have to bring a carbon chatis that's called the chatas apnim. His other chatois also that you have to be mazah inside the heichel. So I would think also the kohen also there stands in front of the mizbeach right near the proches and throws the dam towards the proches. Talmud loyma, that's why the pasuk is not like that. Talmud loyma, the pasuk teaches us mizbach ketores hasamin lefnei Hashem asher biyoyu moed. So it asher mizbeach lefnei Hashem. Only the mizbeach is in front of Hashem near the proches. V'ein kohen lefnei Hashem. But the kohen that brings the regular power in the middle of a year does not stand in front of the mizbeach, but rather behind the mizbeach. Chokait said, how does it come out? Oimed chutz le mizbeach. The kohen then has to stand in back of the mizbeach. Omaze and throw it towards the proches. In other words, only on Yom Kippur the kohen gadol stands right near the proches, throwing towards the proches, in front of the mizbeach. But the rest of the year, the kohen that brings the chatas apnim has to stand in back of the mizbeach apnim, or he's on the side, he's not right in front, he's on the side of the mizbeach, and he throws the dam towards the proches. That's the locha. That's the pasuk here, v'yotzel mizbeach, teaching us that on Yom Kippur, there the hazor was done in front of the mizbeach. And when you finish doing the hazor towards the proches, then you have to walk in back of the mizbeach. Then when he walks now in back of the mizbeach apnim, his chomachet of yerid. Now he starts to do the zrikas on the four sides of the mizbeach. So Tana Rabbanan, his chomachet of yerid. He starts to make the zrikas now going downwards. Mehechen humaskel, from which corner of this mizbeach does he start to put the first zrika? Mikerin mizrochas dreimis. He does it on mizrochas dreimis. That's the east that's the bottom left side. Mizrach Dromis, it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you start by Mizrachis Svoinis. This Tana here holds no. You start from Mizrachis Dromis. We'll soon see what the Svar is. You start from the east, south side. Then you go to, you make a left turn, and you do the Dromis Maravis, the southwest. Then you go Maravis Svoinis, the west north. Then you go to Svoinis Mizrachis, northeast. Divin Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's Svar. So there's two Chidushim here. First of all, that you start on the Dorim Mizrach side, and also you go leftwards and don't go around in a right turn. So Gemara will explain why he holds that way. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yomer, he holds like our Mishnah, that Mikaren Mizrachis Svoinis. You start at the northeast side, Mizrachis Svoinis, the bottom right side you start. Then you go a right turn, Svoinis Maravis, the northwest. Then Maravis Dromis, west-south. Then Dromis Mizrachis, southeast. Now, Mokim Shrabi Yosek Lili Maso, the place where Rabbi Yosek Lili holds you should start, is Shom Rabbi Akiva Poisek. That's where Rabbi Akiva holds you end off. And Mokim Shrabi Akiva Maso, the place where Rabbi Akiva starts from the Mizrach, from the Dromis Mizrachis, is Shom Rabbi Yosek Lili Poisek. That's where Rabbi Yosek Lili ends off. So that's the Seder. Either you start here on the right side and go this way, or else you start here and go around the other way. Tomorrow says now, explain the Lachis. The Kuliyama, both of them are masking Domiyu, the Yahu Karen, the Pogabaresha, Layovit. The first corner that the Kohen Gadol meets, he does not put the Zerika on. Because the Kohen Gadol was standing up here first, right in front of the Perchas he was standing. And then the Pesuk says he has to walk all the way down in back of the Mizbeach. So when he's walking downwards here, the first corner he meets is the Marav side. So either it's the Marav Dromis, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's the Marav Dromis side he meets. And according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's the Mariv Svoinis side that he meets first. So both of them hold you don't put the first Zerika at this first corner you meet. But rather you walk to the bottom of the Mizbeach, and if you're walking down the Sofen side, you put the first Zerika, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, on the Sofen Mizrach side. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you walk down the Durham side, you put it on the Mizrach Dromis. So the kasher is, why don't we put it on the first corner here, on the Marav side? Why do we wait for the second corner when the Kohen Gadol is walking down? The first corner you meet, you should put the Zerika right there. This is my time, what's the reason? So Omar Shmuel says, the Yom HaKroh, because the Pasuk says like this, V'yotso el ha-mizbeach. You have to go and leave the whole Mizbeach. So Idashin ad-nofak mikulu Mizbeach. You can't put any Zerika until you walk past the whole Mizbeach. So when you're walking down from the Perchis, Marav, the first corner you meet, you can't put yet, because you didn't pass by the whole Mizbeach. So you have to wait till you come to the bottom corner, the Mizrach side. So depending, if you're coming down the south side, Durham side, that's Rabbi Akiva Svaram, put it on the southeast. If you're coming down the north side, according to Yosef Lili, you put it on the northeast, on the Sastra Shana. Now the Gemara says now, according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, Nakev Derech Yimin. Rabbi Akiva says now, true, you start at the left corner, you start at the south, east corner, but then he says, you know the next corner? You don't go to the east. You don't go to the east-north, which would be a right turn, but you're making a left turn. You're going back upwards to the west-south side. Charles, why do you make a left turn? Why don't you make a right turn? For the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Nakach Derech Yimin, why don't you go along the right side? So, like this, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's good. He holds the right turn. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds you start on the north side, the northeast, then you go upwards the right turn to the northwest side, and you go around the right side. So Kash is according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, according to Rabbi Akiva, why do you go a left turn? Why don't you make a right turn and go around this way? Now the Ikka Machlekes, if you go to the west, or you go on the, if you go on the north, the southern side, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, or do you go on the south side, according to Rabbi Akiva, is totally, really, how many Perechesin there were. If you hold there was only one Pereches in the base of Mikdash Sheni, that was Rabbi Yosi Shita, so the entrance to the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on the Tzofen side. So therefore, when the Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim into the Eichel, he was on the north, it was on the north side, it was on Tzofen side. So on the north side, he made the Hazoyas towards the Pereches, and then when he came down to the Mizbeach, he came along the north side. That's what Rabbi Yosi says, the first corner he met true was the northwest side, but you can't put a Zerika there, you have to go along the whole Mizbeach. So the first corner on the bottom was the east, north side. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds, the first corner is the northeast, and then you go right turn, go to the west, northwest, and go around. That's called Rabbi Yosef Lili. Rabbi Kiva has told there were two Pereichasin in the Mizbech, based on the Shani. If there were two Pereichasin, the inner Pereichas opened up on the north side, but the outer Pereichas opened up on the south side. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol came out of the Pereichas on the Durham side. So therefore, he made his Azoros on the Durham side, and then he walked down to the Mizbech, so the bottom side he reached was the east, south side. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. The first Zrik has to be on the Durham Mizrachas. But now the only, the Durham is Mizrachas, right? Southeast. What? Oh, that's the question. Now the question is now, according to Rabbi Kiva, why do you go backwards and go up here, left turn? Why don't you make a right turn? That's the question of Rabbi Kiva. That's what we're holding now. For the moment, Rabbi Kiva, not the Derech Yimin, why don't you go a right turn? The Chura Leima, Bidurami, by Yecheskel, Kamiflegi. The Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef Lili, Rabbi Kiva, is telling this Machlekes, if you have to make a right turn always or not. In Rami by Yecheskel's Halacha. Because he said, the Yom Rami by Yecheskel, Yam Shaosu Shloimai. Shloimai Melech made a very big pool, very big yam, that you could be tevil kalim inside it. They use it for mikvah to be tevil kalim in the Beis Hamikdash. And it said, Oymed, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, that Oymed al Shnei Masa Bakr. There were 12 different axes carrying this big pool. Shloisha Poinim Tzvoina. Three axes were facing north side. Ushloisha Poinim Yoma. And three axes were facing the west side. Now this is a right turn. Ushloisha Poinim Negva. Three were facing south. That's also to go right. Ushloisha Poinim Mizrachis. And three were facing east. To see the Pasuk goes around on the right side. For Hayam Aleim, and this big yam, the big pool was on top of them, Milmal on top of them. The Chol Achireim, all the backs of the animals, Baisa, was like facing inside. Chol Amaratos, from here we learn from this Pasuk, Rabbi Yecheskel says, Shekolpina Shatapoina. Anytime you have to make a turn, we learn that the turn should always be, Loyei, Hello Derech Yimin. Anytime you have to make a turn, the turn always has to be the right way. This is Rami by Yecheskel's halacha. Is Lechura, and it also says the Mizrach. It has to be the east. So Negev, how was Charlie here? It's not Negev, it's Mizrach or not. It's Negev to the Gemara and Zvochim. But Stam, you have a Raya, any time you make a turn, you should do it to the right. So Lechura, Mar, Isle, the Rami by Yecheskel. We have Yaisi Aglili that says you cheshbin the Mizrikis with a right turn. Holds that the Rami by Yecheskel. You always have to make a right turn. Umar left the Rami by Yecheskel. And it comes out that Rabbi Kiva, that holds, you make a left turn by making the Zrikas on the Mizbech HaPnim, argues on Rami by Yecheskel. Holds, you don't have to make a left turn. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So Gemara says, Loi, no, you don't have to say like that. I tell you really, the Kula Yalma is the Rami by Yecheskel. It could be even Rabbi Kiva is also Moida to Rami by Yecheskel's Halacha. That outside of the Heichel, outside of the Pnim, you always have to make a right turn. For Hocha Bokinifugi, you know what the Machlokes of Yosef Lili and Rabbi Kiva is like this. Ma Sovar, Rabbi Yosef Lili holds, that Yalfinim Pnim Michutz. You learn out that Loch is what's negated to the Heichel inside the Pnim from the Chutz. Heistiyam Shosla Shloimai was outside and the Chutz was in the Azorah. So maybe in the Azorah, the other person says you have to make a right turn always. Rabbi Yosef Lili says the same Halach replies to the Pnim to the Heichel. In the Heichel also, when you want to make the four Zrikis on the Mizbeach HaPnim, when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to make the four Zrikis with the Dam and the Par and the Dam and the Son mixed together, you have to go in the right turn. We learn out from Chutz to Pnim. Umas Tzavah, Rabbi Kiva, as far as no. Lo yalfin pnim mechutz. I don't learn out the halachas of the Heichel of inside to halachas of what's said about outside in the chutz. True, he's also masking outside in the Azorah. We learn out from the Pesukim that speaks about the Yam Shos Shloimai, that you always have to cheshbin with a right turn. That's only halachas outside in the Azorah and chutz. But halachas maget the pnim, maybe pnim is different. For Rabbi Kiva, that's just one terence. Masking alfin pnim mechutz. For Rabbi Kiva, for the Gemara Kasha, good. Nehi de lo yala pnim mechutz, still it's shver. Rabbi Kiva says there's a difference. Halachas of pnim have different halachas than chutz. So outside you always have to cheshbon with the right turn. Inside it doesn't say how you have to cheshbon. So lechura iboy hochi neved. Lechura there shouldn't be a special way that you have to do it. Lechura if you want to make a right turn, if you want to make a left turn, it's still a kasha in Rabbi Kiva. How come he says in the Mishnah the first zrika is on the droimis mizrachis and then the next one is bedavka on the marovis droimis? You bedavka have to make a left turn. If you don't have any lima true, it doesn't bedavka have to be a right turn. But why bedavka left turn? It should be up to you, whichever way you want, it should be good. Master Bekiva says, lo yibadavka have the cheshbin left. That's what shver. Where's this limud to say vadavka, do it left? True, you don't have a right, you have to do vadavka right, so it should be up to you. He's crying God, you should have a choice. If he wants to go the right way, if he wants to go the left way, what do you say vadavka the left way? So Mar says, very good. Omalach Bekiva. Bekiva answers like this. That Medina really, Feyahu Karen the Poga Beresha, Feyahu Ovid Beresha. Really, when the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur was walking down from the Proches and walking down the Mizbeach, really the first corner that he met, which was the Marodas Jeroimis, really on this corner he should have put the first Rikah. Why? The Yomar Rashlokas says, Ein Maviren Ala Mitzvahs. When you have a mitzvah to do, when it comes in your hand to do it right away. Don't wait, push it off. Here also, you have a mitzvah to put the zrikas on the four corners. So the first corner you meet, you really should do it right away. So when the Kohen Gadol is coming down on the door on the south side, because Rabbi Kiva holds, there were two pareches in there, and the outer pareches' entrance was on the Durham side, so he came out of the Durham side. So the first corner he meets of the Zvech HaPnim is the Dreimis Marovis. So really, you should have put the zrika right there. The Amayla Yovit, why didn't he make the Zrika there? Mishum Nechzir, because of Gadashim before, the Pasuk says, V'yotze El HaMizbeach. The Pasuk says, no, you have to wait till you leave the home Mizbeach. Adinofek Mikulim Mizbeach. Until you leave from the home Mizbeach. So Mela, the first place you could do is on the Mizrach HaZrenis. You have to wait till you reach the bottom of the Mizbeach, on the east side of the Mizbeach, on the south, east south. Now, the Chiv and the Yoyiv, for Yehu Keren, once you put your Zrika over there on this first one you could do, the reason why you make a left turn is to go back to that first corner that you should have done that you passed by. That's Rebbe Kiva's Svara. So really, there's no Machlekes Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Yosef Glili. Both are moided to this Svara. Because Rebbe Yosef Glili holds, you went down the north side. So really, the first Zrika is on the east-north. Where's the next Zrika? It has to be the northwest for two reasons. One reason is, of course, you just passed that, you have to go back, and grant it happens to be the right way also. So maybe you make a right turn. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that the opening into the Proich, and the Proich is in the Kodesh Kedoshim, the outer Proich is, the entrance is on the south side, so Kohen Gadol came down the Durham side. So maybe he had to make the Zrika first on the Drain of the Mizrachis, but he passed by the Drain of Marovis, so now he has to go back and make the Zrika back to that. That's why he has to go the left way. It's not a din you badavka have to go the left way, but here, since that's the Karen you pass by, and mavurin ala mitzvah, you have to go back to that mitzvah. You have to go back to that corner. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf nuntes. Top of daf nuntes. The last shayla again, the shayla was according to Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva says that when he came out to make the zrikas on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, he started to do it on the Mizrach HaZrimis. That was the first zrika he did. And then he went backwards, the left turn, to the Marov HaZrimis. That was Rabbi Kiva Shita. So the question is, how come he made a left turn? We have the halacha we learn from Rami by Yecheskel, you're always supposed to make a right turn. Any turn you make, you're always supposed to go towards the right side. So the question was, what was Pshat on Rebbe Kiva that he says you make a left turn? So first the Gemara wanted to say, maybe a machlokes of Yosef Lili and Rebbe Kiva is in Rami Vayecheskel's halacha. Do you have to make the right turn or don't you have to make the right turn? Like, do you learn out the Pnim Mechutz or not? Then the Gemara said, no, everybody could hold like Rami Vayecheskel. Really, you're supposed to make a right turn. But the reason why Rebbe Kiva said, even though the first Zerika has to be on the Dreimis Mizrochis, but he said, since when the Kohen Gadol came down from the Proiches, from up above near the Heichel, near the Kodesh HaKadoshim where he was first, then he had to come down all the way, walk to the end of the Mizbeach. So the Maisi hit this first corner first. First he hit the Dreimis Marovis. That was the first corner he hit. And really he was supposed to make the Zrika there first, like Rish Lakish says, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. But since the Pasuk says, the Yotze El HaMizbeach, he has to pass by the whole Mizbeach first. So since he can't make the Zrika there, he has to first make the Zrika on the bottom corner by the Mizrachas Dreimis. So the Kiva's Svar was, but since he passed by this top corner, he has to go back now to make the second Zrika on the Mizrach, on the Marovis Dreimis. See, even though he's also asking usually, you should have to make a right turn, here there's a new Svar though. Since you passed by this top corner first, the Marovis Dreimis, but you couldn't put the Zrika there then, because you had to first walk by the Mizbeach, So after you put the Zerika on the bottom corner, the Mizrachis, Dremis, go backwards and put it back to the top corner, the Marovis, Dremis. That was Rabbi Kiva's